who has kilesa in the cycle of birth and death?
Who has?
Those who have kilesa.
But there were different categories of
sangyochana. According to their natures. Attachment to sensuous objects is kamaraka, sanyojana. Might not realize how much one is attached to sensuous objects, but in reality, there is attachment to sensuous objects all the time. Whenever there is seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, touching, thinking.
Do you think if we had the choice to be reborn in a heavenly plane or in a without
sensual impressions. What plane? Without sensual impressions?
Yes.
You mean Brahmaloka?
Yes.
It's not by choice?
No. But I think you said today if we had the choice, we would choose the sensual plane.
No choice. If one develops tranquility and attains absorption concentration, one can be born in the Rupa Brahma Loka. But still, when the attachment to sensuous object is not completely eradicated, it's like a chain that will pull you back to this world again.
Why is the attachment we have to sense objects, why is it so great?
Because it's not eradicated. When it's not eradicated, it grows. And it accumulates from moment to moment. Does it seem the same or does it grow?
Seem the same.
Seem the same?
I suppose the best way to say it seems to be changing, because as one gets older, one is attached to different things and one seems to lose attachment to other things. So it's good to say whether it's increasing or lessening, but this is a certain change.
But the other things are still sensuous objects in different shapes.
Oh yeah. The object changes.
But attachment has not changed.
Attachment has changed.
So does it grow?
I don't know, honestly, because I see children very strongly attached to things. Sometimes one thinks that the person who is older is able to give up things easier than a child. Or that person who seems to be very...
Doesn't it depend on the child's accumulation?
Well, not all children are the same, yeah. But most of them to learn very quickly the idea of something being their own and not to be used by other people. We are talking about things.
visible object is sensuous object. No matter how old one is attached to it. Taking it for something, wanting to take it for things and beings.
Latent attachment that we haven't seen before arises when we have new attachments to latent attachments that haven't arisen. As we get older, the time is ready for them to arise. And the other ones that we have, we've grown out of them, so they disappear into life.
Or people also want to see taking visible object for things and beings. When it grows, it's difficult to eradicate.
I think as one gets older, one sees more attachment.
Depending on the development of understanding.
Yes. It seems that people who are older and more experienced in the world are able to see more attachment.
Able to see my attachment, depending on one's understanding. If that person is not interested at all in the development of understanding, how can he see?
Do you think one has to have attachment as the object of understanding to see it more? In other words, if one sees attachment, more attachment to oneself, is that an indication that one is developing understanding?
Not necessary. Can we make a chance? Can we make a chance? To have more attachment in order to have more understanding.
No, but if we see more attachment in ourselves, mm-hmm. would that indicate
if it's not satipatthana, it's still my attachment. What can one do about one's attachment when it's my attachment? Throw it away? Right understanding can develop, that's all. By understanding attachment as only a conditioned reality.
Knowing that one likes something, that's not understanding attachment. It's not the same as understanding.
No awareness, no study.
Know that you like something. So what is the awareness of attachment? Just knowing that you like it.
Awareness is aware of that reality as only a reality. Attachment is attention,
right.
And that is its characteristic. Otherwise, we don't say that it's attachment.
that attachment is taken away, but there may be some living beings attachment to bringers in the state of form. Mm-hmm.
In the beginning, awareness just begin to be aware of some reality, one at a time, not all of them. For example, at this moment, there can be awareness of hearing as an experience of sound, or seeing as just an experience of visual object. Even there is attachment or aversion, awareness may not be aware of attachment.
Is attachment difficult to be aware of?
What do you think?
There's so much of it, it shouldn't be.
It doesn't appear as visual object and sound. And there are many levels. Attachment to taking visible object for being is a kind of attachment.
Yeah, we can't lose that attachment to the person of taking visible object.
If one does not know that it's attachment, how can one eradicate that attachment which takes what likes to take visible object for beings and things? It indicates how much one is attached to idea and concept.
Attachment to material things.
And also when it's wrong, it's gross.
There must be similar elements, though. For example, when there's attachment to, say, food, and then there's attachment to visual objects as being, there must be something in common between those two experiences. When there is attachment in a gross form, still the elements of that experience appear in a more subtle form at another time. Are there any elements in common besides attachment itself? Just the feeling, any other characters?
Can we confront different moments?
Well, understanding must be able to recognize that it's gross attachment, strong attachment, or very, very subtle attachment when it can be developed. So it can be.
Needs awareness to be aware of that moment. Strong attachment to beings or things or concepts or ideas or only weaker attachment.
So at the moment of being aware of attachment, what precisely is the object?
The object can be the same, but attachment can be different. Gross or subtle of the same object.
So it's kind of intensive.
Right. For example, there are many people in this room, it depends on attachment, how strong it is, or as weak attachment.
What depends?
Attachment itself. People are objects.
Mm-hmm.
Being is object. So it depends on attachment.
But the attachment we have to the different people in this room varies. Some we like more than others.
Mm-hmm.
But the attachment we have to taking visible objects for being, is that like a fairly constant level? Or?
Depending on the development of understanding. Can a Sotapanna have strong attachment even less keen to idea of concept?
Or can
have strong attachment to being?
To a person or to idea of?
To a person.
Mm-hmm.
Different moments.
No attachment to the idea of visual objects as being, right?
Of wrong view.
Right.
But it doesn't mean that Sotapanna doesn't have any concept of people and things.
No.
But no wrong view.
Which is one kind of attachment. But I mean, if it always seems right, then after you came out.
Without studying, listening, considering, there cannot be right view.
Seems to depend very much on studying to sense of reality.
Like seeing. Seeing is here and seeing is now, but what is seeing? If there is no studying, there cannot be any understanding of seeing as it is. One may think that one understands seeing. One has no wrong view about seeing. But what is seeing? Can one know without studying, considering? So one can know whether one's view is right or wrong when one is asked, what is seeing? Or what is the object which is seen? One can know by the answer whether it's right or wrong understanding.
You know the answer from people, but in terms of their experience, it seems that the answer would have to be in terms of their own view. So how can you be, if wrong view must be eradicated way before anything else can be eradicated?
Even one says that seeing is not being. Seeing is just a moment of experiencing visible object. One realizes by oneself whether it's just word or the direct experiencing of that reality which sees.
Is there such an such a thing as experiencing wrong view and right view? Mm-hmm. Or is it the right view at the moment when visual object is known as visual object, not as being? Is that right view?
Awareness can be aware of any object, and right understanding can understand any reality.
Right view does not exist outside of
right understanding is right view. So one has to know why does one think that there are beings and things and visual objects which is seen, so that one can see that by knowing so, one can see visual object as visual object. If one knows what one takes visual object for beings and things, what conditions that concept or idea.
And is there an idea of permanent condition? When visual object taken to be an idea of permanent condition of consciousness. I'm sorry, can you say what you just said?
There must be the right understanding of visual object as no being and things in it first, before right understanding can experience the arising and falling away of visual object. So one should know why one takes visible object for being and things, what conditions that concept,
yes.
So that there can be less.
It seems to have something to do with thinking that things lack, that things do not change.
So one has to know the difference between seeing and thinking. the object which is seen correctly. That seeing is not thinking. In order to understand that visible object is seen, no being in it. Because being and thing is the object of thinking, not object of seeing. Then one will understand more about thinking, because it always thinks, keep on thinking of people and things all the time. At moment of seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, touching. Instead of understanding that touching touches hardness, thinking things that it touches a carpet or different things. Conditions thinking. So it's not self, it's not the permanent reality with things.
I was thinking that something is, we're talking here about seeing and thinking about what we're seeing, and it reminded me of that picture they have where they have two lines that look like a face or a vase. When you look at it, sometimes when you look at it, sometimes it's a vase face. Another time you look at it, it looks like two faces looking in. And once you know that two pictures, you can sit there, and when you want, you can make it the two faces, or you can change it to make it the vase. And that to me is very interesting, because that's a visible object there. And then it's the thinking, whether it's going to be the two faces or thinking that is the vase. And it's not the two faces and the vase at the same time. It's got to be one or the other. And it's got to be through the thought process about it for it to be there. And that was rather interesting, because we often can't see it when, we can't see that thought process when it's so fast on other objects. But on something like that, we can see the thought process. There is a difference between the visible object and the thinking of it. It's sometimes hard for us to understand that. But for me, when I was thinking about that particular puzzle, it seems a little bit easier to understand that there is those two moments of visible object followed by thinking about it, rather than, because there can be two different objects that you put through your mind there. There is visible object there. It's neither vase or two faces. Up to the mind to determine whether it's going to be, the thinking at least determines which one it will be. And I guess with the Arahant, he understands those two things and not the things about it. I had other thoughts on that.
Visible objects before the understanding of the characteristics of
certain, which applies to reality that cannot experience any object.
Yes, it's a name, but the process that's involved in the understanding that visual object is unique and seeing is known, this process understands the difference between known and unique, whether it's a username or not.
We do have to say that visible object is rupa, but it is a reality which is experienced, and it cannot experience because it's experienced through eyesight.
But this particular degree of understanding is quite advanced to be able to distinguish between what is able to experience and what it cannot experience. Before that stage is reached, what can be known about visible object? I mean, what can be found to be known about that which cannot experience?
Developing awareness of a reality now and studying the characteristic which experiences as a reality.
Is even more accessible at the beginning?
One cannot set any rule. It depends on the gradual development. It depends on one's accumulation. Theoretically, that what is seen is a reality which is not being and being at all. It can condition a moment of awareness, or many moments of awareness, with a little studying of visual objects or seeing as different realities, one at a time. On and on and on and on. That's why one begins to understand what is meant by being so patient to develop right understanding. Because right understanding can grow by developing awareness.
What I've said before about something like a visual puzzle or a trick, maybe a visual trick, and something like that reminds me that after seeing it, or just thinking about it, it seems to be some level of awareness of the process that is going on, but not exactly of the experience.
That's why Buddha taught in so many different ways in order to help everyone to develop right understanding and right awareness, not just be words. The three collections.
The arahat thinks in concepts like everyone else, and concepts
Concept does not arise, so it cannot be permanent.
But this is my question. What status does the concept have when you say it doesn't arise? Therefore it cannot be permanent.
Where is the concept if there is no thinking?
Concept is the object. It is only
concept
there when thinking is there. It's the object.
Thinking thinks about different voices and sounds.
Yes.
By memory of those sounds.
Yes. It gives them names and it uses the same names
so
over and over
it's
again.
It's only story.
Story. Mm-hmm. But in a story there are people and places.
Or reality?
No, just names. Concept.
Story of what?
Story. Story told by the Arahant and the story told by someone who is a regular person.
Much different.
Much different.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Same story, but the citta which think are different.
Please tell me in what way.
For worldly people, they do not have the inoperative citta which thinks. Because usually it is the lopa mula citta or the citta deeply rooted with lopa attachment thinks. Or dosa mula citta thinks. Or moha mula citta thinks. Or sometimes kusala citta thinks. If one does not see that it's akusala citta which thinks, how can one think with kriya citta like an arahata?
I understand thinking of the arahata doesn't have an awesome chetasikas accompanying you.
But
the story.
Yeah.
Isn't the story the same story?
The story is the same, but the eradication of the latent tendencies conditioned the thinking not to be unwholesome people, which is. Latent tendencies are the unwholesome citta things. Or wholesome citta things, but not the inoperative one.
Thinking is a concept, but thinking is accompanied by other chetasikas.
Thinking is not concept, the object of thinking is concept. And the citta which thinks is different. The worldly citta is not the same in operative citta of arahatas.
But when in the mind of the arahat, concept of the tape recording appears thinking or is the object of thinking. Still thinking. happens to me in meditation?
Arahant has been. It doesn't mean that an arahant does not think at all. Thinking is conditioned. But there is no latent tendencies or no impurities to condition the akusala thinking or kusala thinking anymore.
So he thinks of a tepikora, but he knows that the tepikora is not there.
He knows that it's there because he's thinking that it's there.
So he knows that it is there.
But the citta which thinks that it's there is not unwholesome thinking.
And it doesn't have any thinkingness to it.
Thinking is the same. But citta which thinks. But cittas which think are different. Kusala citta can think of this object, or akusala citta can think of this object, or kriya citta can think of this object, depending on different people. If you don't like it,
consider it.
Those are mula citta things. If you like it, loha mula citta things.
So in the thought of the arahant, the tepikore, he knows that the tepikore has solidity. Looks at it and he can see. He knows it's a visual object, but he thinks it has solidity. It can be picked up, it has weight, temperature.
Object is the same, concept is the same, but citta which thinks is different. When that person is an arahata. Arahata sees, but there is no condition to be attached to the object which is seen. After the processing, since the mind or experience the same object which the sense door has experienced, which conditioned thinking about that object as something. But the citta which thinks is not unwholesome.
But the arahant still thinks there's something there.
Exactly the same. But the citta which thinks is different from the body. So one can see that there are many types of citta, as seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, touching.
That's true. In conventional terms, people often talk about feeling as being the same as experience. What is the best way of describing the difference between experience and feeling?
There are three or five types of feeling. Pleasant, unpleasant, and indifferent. Or bodily pleasant feeling and mentally pleasant feeling. So at this moment of seeing, what feeling is that? Indifferent or seeing? Indifferent feeling or seeing? Seeing is seeing, and indifferent feeling is indifferent feeling. Which feels towards the object which is seen?
Feeling is in fact a separate experience from the experience of nothing,
pleasant or unpleasant or indifferent. Pleasant feeling is not seeing at all. So, feeling is pleasant or unpleasant or indifferent.